We have something in Manitoba that is the envy of the home building industry right across Canada.
Manitoba Home Builders President and CEO Lanny McInnes on the Spring Parade of Homes. Now underway.
We get questions internationally from Australia, from the U.S., from other jurisdictions, looking at how can we replicate what Winnipeg and what Manitoba does.
31 different builders in Winnipeg, the surrounding area, and Brandon.
119 different show homes, different types, different styles that families can visit, walk through. They can visit the 22 communities. They can talk to a whole host of builders and find the right specific fit for them. They don't get that opportunity anywhere else in Canada.
With Lanny McInnes, joined by Alana Yaron of Daytona Homes.
One of the reasons that Parade of Homes is so exciting is because it gets people out into our show homes. And a lot of people are now doing their shopping online, or their first view of shopping online. And we really want people in our show homes because we want to talk to them about our homes. We want to talk about what they like and they don't like, because that's what helps us build better homes, getting ideas from people.
One of the changes? Smaller lots.
And that goes to affordability. So people are making the sacrifice to taking on smaller land to increase affordability. And our communities are so full of amenities. So maybe you don't need that big backyard because there's a beautiful park, beautiful reserve that you can walk by, a playground for your kids. So the market has had to compromise as prices increase.
We're at a show home in Sage Creek, also joined by Dan Rolfe. He's president of Merrick Homes.
You see homes in the parade of homes that are attached to infill properties now, which we didn't often see before. So that's an increase. So when someone's looking for a larger piece of property, they might have to turn to an already existing area and a knockdown build-up type scenario. Or they're looking outside the city into a rural municipality where we can find larger pieces of property to build more estate homes.
Part of the future of your business, though, is aging in place strategies, right? We may not want to be as large a home, but we want it accessible, close to stuff, and we also want it to be easy for us.
Yeah, the term that you use there is this great term, is accessibility. And the homes today are becoming that. Bridgewater Forest, that development produced a number of great opportunities for no-step entries and some other accessibility guidelines to their developments. And then we've seen that trend carry on through the city. Do have an opportunity to discuss in-law suites and what the city's done to support that recently. And we are seeing more and more opportunity for families to get together and live within the same dwelling.
We build homes well suited to multi-generational living so that two generations of family can help absorb the mortgage costs. So that could be having a suite in the basement, a main floor bedroom for the elderly family members. We also look at building properties that you can generate income from having suites in the basement. And then we build all product types, as you mentioned. So perhaps it's not your time to get into a front attached garage home, but we do have townhome options. So really an option for everyone is what's key to us.
I think it's really cool in the sense that you have certain cultures that it really is about family and extended family. And this is becoming not only more acceptable, this is becoming the norm.
It's the reality, absolutely. And I think it's transcended culture now, and people are looking at it as an affordability option. So we at one time on our contracts had space for two purchasers to sign, and we've had to do that up to that to five because we're just seeing more and more people involved in the purchase of one home.
What's the price range of what you build?
So you can get into a townhouse starting just above $400,000, and then as you get into attached garage homes, with us, you're probably going to level out at about the $800,000 range. So quite a range, and hopefully something for everyone.
And a variety of neighborhoods as well?
Yes, absolutely. We're currently building in five neighborhoods.
Very cool. And then at some point, the dream house over at Merrick, about that next level of design. You've got that reputation as well. Built to suit.
Built to suit is certainly a term used broadly in our industry. We're proud, as a custom home builder, to participate in the Parade of Homes now for almost 30 years. Our firm, just like many, showcase some of the finest homes built in this city and in this province and across Canada. We're proud of the product that we deliver. Manitoba has one of the toughest climates. We have one of the toughest building codes. And the houses here are some of the finest in the world. And what the MHBA does to allow us every spring and every fall to open up the doors to, again, over 115 houses this year to showcase not only our abilities, but all the builders across our province.
But showcase and show off as well. And what do you get to show off this spring?
Biophilic design and natural design, those are some trends that your outdoor living spaces certainly becoming super popular, bringing the outdoors in. Spa-like bathrooms, not something that's new for 2026, but certainly a trend that we still continue to see being really strong, and our consumers coming to us looking for, again, amenities inside the home where they can really take care of themselves.
And energy efficiency.
So our smart technology in our homes is important. As we even look at the connectivity between energy efficient homes and the way we look at our smart homes, they're well-connected homes, and the technology going into those homes is very advanced today, and our consumers are looking for those elements in the home.
And both Yaron and Ralph tell us, as you parade around these homes in the 22 various locations, you'll see a lot more color.
Yeah, what we're seeing this year is a trend towards brighter and bolder colors, which also then brings something new to the palette this year. And I think this spring, as you tour many of the houses that are on display, you'll see a lot of variance in design.
Transition from chrome to black. So black, everyone wants black handles, black faucets, black lights. So black is definitely in. We're also seeing a transition away from, say, the grays into warmer wood tones. The ever-popular white kitchen has evolved a little bit, seeing a lot of two-tones, so white uppers, maybe bringing that wood in the lower. So definitely, as Dan's talking about color, like a warmer feel to the house.
This is one of the newest communities in Winnipeg, and it's almost 20 years
old. Sage Creek has that mix of multifamily dwellings. There's lots of shopping. There's lots of single-family homes. But there's only so many lots left.
And it's almost full. And
are we running out of space in Winnipeg?
We're running out of capacity, and that's that's our biggest physical barrier to growth in Winnipeg. There's land, it may not be within the city limits, but can it be serviced? And do we have the wastewater capacity to deal with that additional population growth or economic development growth? If it's commercial or industrial, that is our barrier.
And that goes to securing federal and provincial funding to finish the North End sewage treatment plant. But there's also capacity issues with the recently renovated South End treatment plant and the need to deal with perhaps the northwest quadrant of the city as far as sewage treatment is concerned. So the expansion, whether it's in neighborhoods like Sage Creek or infill, there's problems.
Municipalities like the city of Winnipeg are looking at making significant zoning changes to help allow for that type of construction to take place, while at the same time we have levels of government that are piling code changes on rapidly.
There's about a 50-50 split in the number of new homes between developments like Sage Creek out in the suburbs and infill. But McInnes says there continues to be a frustration with the city of Winnipeg over the limits on what's called as-of-right zoning changes. That allows 2, 3, 4-unit dwellings on lots near transit corridors without lengthy public hearings. Between the tighter building codes and restrictions on those infill projects, the market is still tentative.
The restrictions that have been in place have essentially led to a far lower level of uptake from industry than maybe the city had anticipated.
And while Manitoba continues to grow and people will continue to buy houses, Manitoba's population for the first time in decades is expected to be flat in 2026. That's with all the immigration changes. It does have an impact on provinces like Manitoba.
Well, the most immediate impact that we've seen as a result of the federal policy was the closing of MITT. And that's certainly concerning to us, both from a potential customer perspective, but also from a employer perspective in terms of having a supply of labor that's ready to come and work in our industry. But at the same time, those are our potential customers who a few years after coming to Winnipeg and settling and making this their community, those are the folks that have been driving a lot of the new home construction over the past decade. Forecasts for that been a little lighter in terms of what we've seen in 2025. Not a significant decline in terms of forecasted for new home starts over the next few years.
Coming here, I saw Hydro Cruise here. Has that improved to be able to start to finish as far as home building is concerned?
It's improved significantly over the last year.
It used to take months before building sites could get electricity, stalling home construction. Premier Wab Kanu intervened last spring, and while there are still some issues, building times continue to improve.